I wanted to bring something up before we get to that. Before we even get to the Starbucks president who's out talking about the minimum wage, saying it deserves a public vote, not just a vote by members of the Seattle City Council, I want to talk about preschool. This subject has bothered me so much, and at the risk of sounding completely politically incorrect, this is such a gigantic waste of your money. And I want you to understand that the statistics and the studies back me up on this. But here's the story, as the Daily Dead Fish Wrapper Seattle Times reports, that the Seattle City Council has voted to place a $58 million property tax levy on the November ballot to boost what they call the quality and affordability of preschool in Seattle. You know what the real reason is for that measure? It's to boost the number of public employees on the payroll, and it's to provide high cost daycare, babysitting. In other words, you, the taxpayers, are going to be asked to pay for babysitting. Now, I think that people who have children are blessed by God. I think that you should have as many children as you can afford. I think it's one. If somebody tells me they got six kids, I was just in Mississippi over the weekend to help out the Senate campaign of Chris McDaniel, who I believe tonight is going to win, and they're going to see Mississippi, you're going to see Mississippi replace a rhino Republican, Thad Cochran, with a Tea Party conservative who'll go to Washington, D.C. and vote right in Chris McDaniel. But that's a subject for another day. When I was in Mississippi, I met people with five and six kids, and I know that a lot of people these days, politically correct, metrosexual type, they roll their eyes. Five or six kids, you know? If you hear about an American family with eight or ten kids, those are kind of rare these days. It used to be more the norm. Have as many kids as you want. You get to pay the bill for them, though. I think that if you need daycare to take care of your children while you're off on important errands or working at a job, you should pay for that, not your fellow taxpayers. Yet here's the Seattle City Council saying that they want to have $58 million of your property taxes to be able to provide what they call quality and affordability of preschool. What that means is paying for it for people who've decided to have children but lack the resources to do right by those kids. Now, what do I mean by do right? I think when a kid is 3 or 4 years old, mom or dad or hopefully both are teaching that child numbers, letters, words, vocabulary, social skills, and everything else. But the liberals would like to take your kids and park them in a preschool. And when I say park them, here's where I back that up. All of the university studies that have been done of Head Start, which has been around for decades, which is just preschool or daycare by another name, have showed that it makes no academic difference whatsoever. Now, how do they determine that? They've gone into school systems where they see a group of kids, oftentimes kids in a poverty-stricken neighborhood, who are put into Head Start or preschool, or they're now calling it early education. Whatever you want to call it, it all adds up to the same thing. And they put a group of kids, sometimes a very large group, in preschool, and then they study what happens to a similar group of kids who do not get preschool. Now, I understand it somewhat belies reason that if you give that early education, formal education, not from parents, but from a government-paid, usually union-represented, usually Democrat-voting government employee, that those kids will come out ahead in the classroom. The fact is that even the liberal universities that generate these academic studies say it makes no difference. When they have studied the results, kids in preschool, kids not in preschool, study them at first grade, there's a small difference. Second grade, no difference. Third grade, no difference. And I know you're going to hear this property tax levy sold to you between now and November as, we have to teach these kids early. It'll give them a head start in life. Do you notice they don't call it Head Start anymore? I think that's an effort to try to say, well, those Head Start studies aren't valid anymore because we now call it by a new name. Do you think there's any difference between a filbert and a hazelnut? Because, you know, filberts and hazelnuts are the same thing. They just change the name for marketing reasons. That's exactly what they're doing with this preschool, early education. 15 different names for this thing. It all adds up to one thing. Government-funded, very expensive daycare for parents who have decided to have kids that they can't provide for. And as for the academic differences, zero. And the reason I point out that these studies are done by mostly liberal universities is because those folks in liberal universities, they're supposed to be academically straight about this and study subjects without any kind of political bias. But you know that if they could come up with a study that said Head Start makes a big difference academically for children who get it, and it's a deficit for the kids who don't get it, they would love to produce a study that says that. They don't have one. So what they're relying on now is common sense. Because common sense tells you if you have a government employee teach your kids letters and numbers and words and colors and vocabulary when they're 3 or 4 years old, I mean, common sense says it will make a difference later on. But practical experience and the actual results say it doesn't. Now, what's on top of that is that you have people who are suggesting that it shouldn't just be folks who can teach your kids numbers and colors and words and letters and vocabulary and all that. They want to have, listen to this, the lead teachers would be required to have or be working toward a bachelor's degree in early childhood education. They would be paid on par with kindergarten teachers in the Seattle public schools. So in other words, like I said, high pay, which makes it very expensive. In programs where they have done this kind of thing, the cost of putting a kid in this kind of highly compensated daycare is on par with what you would pay for your kid to go to a state university on in-state tuition. We're talking about ridiculous amounts of money. And if at the end of the day, you know, if at the end of the day, you aren't going to make any difference academically for the kids, should you as a voter go to the polls and support it? I mean, it would be like going to your doctor and you've got some kind of ailment that's really troubling you. And you go to your doctor and you say, "Doc, it hurts. I got to get this fixed." And the doc says, here's a bottle of pills. If you ask the doctor, "Doc, do these pills cure what ails me?" And the doc said, "No, but they'll make you feel a whole lot better. I mean, you'll feel good about taking them, and maybe we'll get a little side benefit from that." Would you take that bottle of pills? Would you pay for that bottle of pills if it costs $9,000 or $10,000 a year, which is what this preschool costs? So if the preschool pill is being fed to you and it costs a lot of money, but at the end of the day, it doesn't cure what ails us. Every one of us wants kids to succeed in school. But if this kind of thing costs a lot of money and doesn't make any academic difference by second or third grade, is there any reason to do it? Now, I'm one of those talk show hosts, I know John is too, who likes to talk to people who disagree with us. If you're a naysayer, I'm going to ask Phil and Brittany, the producers I work with when I'm filling in for John, to put you right to the head of the line. And if you want to jump into the conversation, you're certainly welcome. I'm Lars Larson, filling in for John on The Commute with Carlson.